G'day, welcome to Partaker's Monday ThinkSpot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Jesus spoke those words some time before his crucifixion. He knew what would happen to him, for he with his Father had planned his journey to earth and his entry into the world through a virgin named Mary. Because of his mission, he knew the hostility which waited for him, and he knew that it would be quick to rear its ugly head like a monster, and he knew also of the personal intensity of the battle he would face with Satan, who knew his doomed end would come through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, unless he could prevent it. And so he tried. If you are the Son of God, change these stones into bread. He tempted our Saviour to make him fall in his mission. One small slip, and that mission would have failed, and our hope of heaven would have vanished into thin air, as they say. The question is it possible that he could have failed? Our knowledge of God the Father, Jesus the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit lead us to believe it could not fail. How could a creature created by God have the last word? The co-creator was never once caught out by the devil's activity, for God alone knows everything. He alone had planned the end well in advance from the very beginning, and that goes for each and every one of our lives as well. Knowing all that he does, our sovereign God had every plan in place well before we went off track. He had the solution all worked out as to how he could keep his promise to heal the backslider and bring him or her back to a healthy, restored fellowship with himself. Now then, over the Christmas period, all the feasting, all the merriment, is it possible that you have let the guard down through getting tempted into more materialistic things than otherwise you would have done? Have you perhaps strayed off the path God had planned for your safety? My friends, remember you can return to the Lord and be assured that he is waiting eagerly for your return, just like he did for the prodigal son. We stumble and fall, and we have God's assured word that if we return to him humbly acknowledging our faults, he stands ready to welcome us back home and restore us to the place where we should be. We all have gone astray like lost sheep, but God has everything in place for a wonderful return to him, with the promise of complete forgiveness as we honestly repent before him. But never take him for granted. We must abhor sin to be healthy. Remember, he loves us with an everlasting love. However, we must never take his forgiveness for granted and live any kind of life. If we are really born again, born from above, we shall feel the pain of letting our God down and feel very uncomfortable until we return to him. We are weak, but he is strong, mighty to save, mighty to keep. Remember to keep short accounts with him. Repent early rather than later, and enjoy his presence once more. Adam received a summons after his backslidden moments, but then he heard of God's sufficiency for him, reflected in the clothing he received through the death of an animal. God's wonderful gift of grace We are clothed in Christ's righteousness, where we are safe for eternity. And in that righteousness, we are a constant threat to Satan. But Christ is the winner, and we win in Christ. As we are in battle with him, and we can receive strength for him. We have armour that he provides for us in the day of battle. By grace we are saved. By grace we are kept. By grace we continue in the Christian life. And by grace we shall be found in heaven one day because of God's wonderful work in us and through us. May we be ready to tell out this good news to people in this current year, and to tell of this wonderful Saviour who loves us, died to save us, rose again, ascended on high, and one day we're going to see him face to face. May we have that to look forward to in this year of 2013, and be sure to give him all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah! What a wonderful Saviour we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Have a good day.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, as we begin a new year with you, we praise you, Lord, for the many promises you have made for us to take hold of and apply to our everyday lives. Forgive us for all our mistakes last year, when at times we foolishly let the guard down and our minds were invaded through thoughts we knew were wrong, but allowed them to control us. You warned us not to allow room for the devil to come in, and we felt awful when we let you down. Humbly, we thank you for your promise of forgiveness if we confess and forsake those sins that are so easily seem to grab an easy hold. You have power to cleanse us and give us the desire to be more like you each day. You have promised protection for us. You know the strength of the enemy, and you have overcome the evil one. Help us to remember to ask for your heavenly armour to protect us on every part of our spiritual bodies, and to seek positively to please you in every way we find ourselves each day. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.